This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled, Even in situations one would think in his own mind that there is no way out, there is always a way out for real believers. One of the mistakes people generally fall into is their descending into desperation whenever they face even the slightest difficulty. Most people under such circumstances, instead of thinking there is definitely a way out that would correct this situation, they are prone to believe that all the solutions are exhausted by acting with logics such as, that's it, there is nothing more to be done, this is as far as it goes, we came to a deadlock, this matter is a deadlock now. Yet, no matter how difficult the circumstances are, no matter how limited the means he has are, and no matter if he has done everything that could have been done, he should believe that there can always be a new way out and never lose hope. Allah has revealed in the Quran that a person who believes in Allah would never lose hope in any matter as follows. My sons, seek news of Yusuf and his brother. Do not despair of solace from Allah. No one despairs of solace from Allah except for people who are unbelievers. Surah Yusuf 87. They said, we bring you good news of the truth, so do not be among those who despair. Surah Al-Hijr 55. Consequently, no matter what the situation a Muslim faces is, he should never give way to hopelessness, despair, or negative thoughts, even indirectly. This is a command of Allah on Muslims. Lower self, when facing such a situation, almost like a reflex, would lead one to instantly think about the most negative possibilities that might happen. Almost everyone, ever since their childhood, until they learn the morality of the Quran, approach every incident with such a point of view. Since they do not think about the falsity and the harm of this, they do not feel the need to resist and change this reflex. This is the reason why the first words that come out of their mouths are words like alas and unfortunately. And the pain that desperation, thinking with negative possibilities and believing that there is no way out, would make people feel is really severe. The state of mind of people who feel this way is the reward Allah had created for them in this world as a result of their living by morality Allah does not approve. Yet, living by the morality which is opposite to this one is really easy. A person's knowing Allah who has infinite wisdom, who has infinite justice, who has infinite compassion and infinite grace, who is forgiving and who possesses infinite creation power, is really a great blessing for him. Allah is mighty of creating whatever He wills, whenever He wants, and in the Quran Allah says, if my servants ask you about me, I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. They should therefore respond to me and believe in me, so that hopefully they will be rightly guided. Surah Al-Baqarah 186. In the Quran, Allah had informed us that people can ask whatever they want from Allah. Since a person could ask for anything from Allah, who has the power to create whatever he wants, whenever he wills, it is totally unreal for him to be living among the possibilities, such as having exhausted all the ways out or having no way out. That is because, by the will and help of Allah, a person's way is always open in every matter. His knowing Allah's might and compassion would always enable him to be hopeful about every matter. This morality is the one Allah commanded in the Quran, and carrying out this command of Allah turns into a great blessing for people. It is much more beautiful, reassuring, and comfortable for people to live by a hopeful morality instead of pessimism. While, in the contrary, a person would be continuously living restless in a state of fear with his mind occupied in negative suggestions, someone abiding by the morality Allah demands would live in peace, tranquility, and joy of expecting the help, mercy, and closeness of Allah, even under the most difficult conditions. And another point that should be thought about here is, while living among blessings, plenty, and safety, a person trusts in Allah and lives in the awareness of the truth that all those come about because of the infinite might of Allah. But when there is something missing about those, he forgets how limitless and endless the might of Allah is. Allah has informed us about the morality that people in this situation would show in the Quran as follows. When we give people a taste of mercy, they rejoice in it. But when something bad happens to them because of what they themselves have done, they immediately lose all hope. Surat Ar-Rum 36. Man never tires of praying for the good, and if evil touches him, he despairs and loses hope. Surat Fussilat 49. Such a person cannot appreciate the fact that Allah, who had given him blessings before, also has the power to give again and again whenever he wants, as much as he wills. He fails to think that all the beauties he has in his life exist not because he himself had found a way to attain them, but because Allah had willed them to be so and granted him that means through his grace. Everything that he possesses has been created from nothing. When difficulty and troubles arise, the situation is no different than that. Allah, who created everything from nothing, even if there is a situation in which there seems to be no way out, would again create the way from nothing and would show him the way out. Allah says in the Quran, "But your Lord is a sufficient guide and helper." Surat Al-Furqan 31. The guidance of Allah for a man is, by the leave of Allah, a great blessing with which he can solve every matter. Moreover, man does not have the power to find a way out on his own anyway. Humans are weak creatures who have no power for anything unless Allah wills the contrary. Man is in need of Allah showing him the ways out, the solutions and rights. Consequently, what one should do is to trust in Allah very much, by being very sincere towards Allah, to ask full of hope for his help, and to show all the effort that he is capable of showing by using his mind and conscience in the best possible manner. However, the secret here is in wanting everything from Allah in hope and believing that they can definitely come true. It is Allah who creates the result, and Allah is the one who always creates the best for Muslims, both in this world and in the hereafter. Their sides eschew their beds as they call on their Lord in fear and ardent hope, and they give of what we have provided for them. Surat Al-Sajda 16. And when the two hosts came into sight of one another, Musa's companion said, "We will surely be overtaken." He said, "Never, my Lord is with me and he will guide me." So we revealed to Musa, "Strike the sea with your staff." And it split in two, each part like a towering cliff. We brought the others right up to it. We rescued Musa and all those who were with him. Surat Ash-Shu'ara 62-65. This concludes the reading of the article. Even in situations one would think in his own mind that there is no way out, there is always a way out for real believers. This article and more are available on Harun Yahya's website, www.harunyahya.com.